And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
He's really been the face of the organization for his career. Of course, he made it to the bigs as a catcher early on, just continued from there. And Joe joins us now. And Joe, you're about to join some real good company as far as opening day type stuff. Rod Carew, Harmon Killebrew, and Kent Herbeck are all tied, I believe, with 12 opening day starts. And this year will be your 12th as well. I told you that before we started rolling, and you weren't aware of that, I guess, but pretty good company.
Yeah, absolutely. I was not. So, that's pretty special. Those are pretty good guys that you mentioned, and, you know, that's a pretty cool thing.
When you talk about opening day, of course, special time of the year for fans, players, everybody. What's special about it for you?
Well, it's the start of another big league season. You know, everybody's 0-0. Doesn't really matter what you did last year, good or bad. You have a clean slate. You know, we have a lot of aspirations for this season and, you know, a lot of goals that we want to achieve. So it's exciting. You know, hopefully we can get off to a good start and keep that momentum going.
All right. Hey, we'll talk about the outlook for 2016 when we come back.
As the Bakken area continues to evolve, let MidwestOilJobs.com be your source for the best companies with current job openings. Log on to MidwestOilJobs.com to learn about top companies like Baker Hughes and Weatherford. Let MidwestOilJobs.com not only help you find the job you're looking for in oil country, but help you transition to the Bakken area. Our blue tabs do just that. All of this and much more at MidwestOilJobs.com. That's MidwestOilJobs.com.
Whether I'm driving in my fields or on the road, I've got some rules in my truck. Rule 24, a dirty truck means it's a real truck. Rule 19, lunch break, that's what tailgates are for. Rule 7, my dog Scout keeps the chatter down while I'm driving. And rule number 1, leave your phone alone when you're driving, because your car can travel hundreds of feet in the time it takes to read just one text. Code for the road. Follow the rules. Follow the law. Don't text and drive. A message from the North Dakota Department of Transportation.
With Twins first baseman Joe Mauer, and Joe, of course, the team back over 500 last year for the first time in a while. That had to feel good, and I guess now it's time for that next step, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it didn't end the way that we wanted. You know, we got down to the last weekend and gave ourselves a chance, you know, to get to the postseason. But, you know, looking back overall, it was a good year. I mean, we're moving in the right direction, but I know this group wants more, and that's what we're trying to do this year.
All right, Joe. Hey, thanks. Have a great 2016, and appreciate your time as always.
All right. Thank you.
All right, that's Joe Mauer of the Minnesota Twins. That concludes our series of Spring Fever Baseball. Thanks for joining us the past 3 weeks right here. And until next year, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by NDDOT, by the North Dakota Center for Persons with Disabilities, and by MidwestOilJobs.com.